Nicodemus did not understand Jesus. "How can this be?" he asked. Jesus replied, "If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life." Jesus, the Son of God, became flesh to accomplish two things. First, he proclaimed the kingdom of God, that the Father desires all people would be saved by knowing the truth of God's grace. Second, that the grace of the Father, the grace of the triune God, means that God himself had to die to pay the price of our sin. Jesus reminded Nicodemus of the rebellious children of Israel who, when they defied God in the wilderness, were attacked by venomous serpents. When bitten, if they looked in faith towards a bronze serpent which was hanging on a cross, they would not die from the snake bite. The bronze serpent was a symbol of God's promise. Faith trusts God's promise. We are condemned to everlasting punishment. As we look to the Son of God as he died and rose from the dead, as we have faith or trust in his sacrifice on the cross, we will be redeemed from our sin. We will not suffer the punishment we deserve. This is the work of the Son. May our Lord grant us faith as the Holy Spirit works through the Word and sacraments to trust in the work of Jesus Christ. Amen.